This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
For a stretch, and he's going to join us at 1 o'clock. He follows the playoffs very closely, and looking forward to talking to C.J. Watson. I'm going to say it. I'm going to use the word. Mike Dunleavy resurrected the Warriors. That's right. I said resurrected. And here's why. They win a title in 22, so they're at the pinnacle. The following year, they lose in the second round. All right? Oh, here you go, Mike. Here's the job. After your team lost in the second round and we got age issues.
We got it.
Okay?
Wow. All right.
Let me, Mike Dunleavy, listen, guys. You see the situation here. I got to take over for Bob Myers. Give me a little time. A year and a half later, they're back in it. A year and a half later.
He did it.
A year and a half later, the Warriors have action. And you look at Dennis Schroeder, for example. They move Melton for Schroeder, and then they end up moving Schroeder as part of the deal to get Butler. These are fantastic moves that have ended up working out. I mean, the Warriors, again, they didn't make the playoffs last year, and they were going nowhere,
man,
this year.
Man. It was bad.
25 and 26.
And the chef wasn't cooking.
So I'm giving Mike Dunleavy a lot of credit.
No, and you should.
Dunleavy didn't do anything other than Butler. What are you kidding? At 19, he drafted Brandon Pajemski. Even if you don't like Pajemski, he's absolutely a rotation player in the NBA. He got a guy at 50-whatever, Quentin Post, who just contributed in the first round of the playoffs, a rookie. I mean, what are we doing if we're not giving Mike Dunleavy credit? Dunleavy didn't do anything other than Butler. I have to be better. I have to realize that kind of statement isn't indicative of most Warrior fans.
Yeah, no doubt. And they showed the clip Sunday night after they won, and Mike just had this stoic look. You would have thought they lost. I'm like, Mike, nah, this is your baby. I mean, that was a risk. Just imagine, you know, he pulls off the Butler trade. But not only the Jimmy Butler comes to town, Sonny, the price, he didn't have to give up the, you know, the farm for it, man. So you almost were balling on a budget, but what you got in return was incredible, man. It was like 100%, what is it, ROE, ROI, return on investment, through the roof. So I have no problems, and nobody should in Warrior Land, especially with the 19th pick being your starting point guard right now. And it's just, I don't know what pod, maybe it's his hair. I don't know what it is, Donnie, but some people are just taking a little while to come around. I'm not telling you he's an all-star. I'm not saying he can't be. I'm just telling you he's been holding it down, not only last year with plus minus, but this year now when the games mean something and you got the wherewithal and the IQ to stay on the floor with the likes of Dre, Steph and now Jimmy Butler in a Steve Kerr offense. Come on, man. If you're being fair, just salute and say Mike did his thing.
The one thing, too, and we'll see how this plays out over the next 2 years.
But it's looking okay.
The Warriors didn't give up a lot player-wise.
Yeah.
But they did give Butler a two-year contract extension at $120 million. So
it looks like he's worth it right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but there's still two more years to go.
All right.
But, so we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Barring injury.
Well, I mean, he's never played more than 64 games in the last 7 years. So,
but I don't guess know how that you can comes say with the purchase, though, right,
okay,
Scotty?
Well, then it's going to be hard to have a great regular season.
Well, we'll tackle that when we get there.
Okay.
But if you do that off of a chip, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, hey, you rolled your eyes. I'm going to roll my eyes with the injury. Imagine that. Could you imagine?
What did Bob Myers tell you? One series at a time, and you did
but
it again.
But you did it. You took us on the exit, and next year it's going to be a bear regular season.
No.
Thank you, Evan. Count the bucket, Luke. Yeah.
No, I was merely pointing out that it's easy to say Dunleavy didn't give up anything, and he did not give up a ton, but they gave Butler
a
two-year contract.
Right.
And we'll see how that works out. Yeah, it's been great so far.
It can get better, too.
Oh, it's been great so far, but as Evan pointed out, one loss Sunday, and we would have looked at it all different.
I love that you say that now, because that's what all I was trying to convey to you yesterday.
Yeah, Buddy Hield saved Jimmy's career.
Man, oh, man.
Effectively.
Bow.
Let's go to Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark.
Bow. Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru.
Hey.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, Steiny. Dunleavy did a great job. First of all, his draft picks, I'll give him a B+. He had to get rid of Poole because of the Poole situation. He had to get rid of a Bay Area icon, Clay Thompson, because he was petulant, and he was dragging us down. With Melton, I firmly believe we would have been a 2 or 3 seed. I think he built that team very well. Melton got hurt. And you know what? They went into an average team. And Steph's spirits were down. And then he gets Butler.
Yep.
Butler, if you extrapolate what he did into an 82-game season, we would be a 2 or 3 seed. So he has turned around a team that needed to be turned around. I think the guy has overall A+, period.
Yeah, and listen, and there may be pain. There's probably going to be some pain down the road for the Warriors, but he's doing what he was told to do, which is all about a Curry, Draymond Green window. How he had to operate. And now the other thing about Dunleavy, does he get credit for it? I don't know. You tell me. Does he get any credit for not landing Paul George? Thank God. Not getting Lauri Markkanen. Thank goodness. Not getting Zach LaVine. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I mean, whether, you know, history's going to say that he made the Butler trade, not that he didn't get 3 or 4 other things done that he wanted to get done.
Or flirted with. Right.
Yeah. Let's go to Eddie in San Francisco. Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to first of all give Dunleavy his flowers. I think he did the best he could do under the situation that he was given. But I think we're not criticizing Bob Myers enough, man. I mean, I know he helped build the dynasty, but he damn near burned it down on his way out. And my problem is not so much because I appreciate the dynasty, but it's the draft in 2020 and 2021 went against the Warriors' philosophy, and it cost the future dearly. Like, when Draymond and Steph retired, what is there? You could have traded the pick in 2020 got maybe Sabonis or Miles Turner, or you could have just took Halliburton in 2021, Franz Wagner, switchable ball handler, Trey Murphy III, 3-and-D wing. I mean, there was Alperen Sengun, Jalen Johnson. I mean, it's unforgivable, guys.
And, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about unforgivable.
Don't forget LaMelo.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. Unforgivable? I don't know about that.
And another person that deserves credit, not just because I don't believe Mike D is making all the moves without talking to his boss, Joe Lacob. So it's twofold, Steiny. So, you know what I mean? I don't think, hey, boss, I'm doing this, sit this one out. I'm drafting, you know, Wiseman. I'm talking about Myers. Like, they're all in hand, and Lacob has said as much. So he deserves some credit, too. Let Mike cook.
Well, Anthony Slater had a piece today in The Athletic about the connection between Minnesota and the Warriors, and they have had a connection. Of course, we know about Anthony Edwards working out for the Warriors. But the thing that was interesting, there were two things that I found interesting in Slater's story today. And the first is that he made clear, or somebody told him to make clear, that the Warriors were unanimous about Wiseman. Not only that,
it hurts.
Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson were behind the Wiseman move. Slater reported today that Dunleavy, Myers, Lacob Jr., Larry Harris, Steph, Draymond, Klay all wanted Wiseman.
And they got him.
Yep. The other thing that I thought was interesting is, and he said it kind of matter of fact, he said they were so committed to Wiseman that had they gotten the number one pick, they still would have taken Wiseman.
That's a whole different. Yeah, because I don't look at Ant-Man as the one that got away because he was selected one, and look at him now. But, man, could you – now that's when you'd have people with pitchforks. The Wiseman thing is bad. It still hurts. It's a bruise, Steiny, a sore. But, you know, I want LaMelo Ball all day and some. He would be able to help rather than a zero and a goose egg, the Wiseman was.
You know, it's crazy to think about now, but – like, it made total sense, even from the player's perspective.
No, I got you. I was all in.
Well, what does Draymond Green need right now?
A big.
A center.
Yeah.
You know, they need someone that can help them. Anthony Edwards probably should have been the pick, but Klay Thompson probably didn't want Anthony Edwards. He's coming in to take his spot.
Or LaMelo Ball.
You know what? Yeah. I get why they were all in. It was just, I'll say this to you, Sean. It was like Bigfoot a little bit. There wasn't a lot of footage on him, man. Except that video I posted to you on IG when Wiseman was looking like Durant with no shirt on in a pickup game.
No. Wasn't that the one where he was dribbling around pylons?
No, this was a pickup game, the one I sent you. He was dunking. Yeah. Remember I said, look at him.
I know you sent one video of him dribbling around cones.
And I hope our guy's not listening, but the great Mark Spears called him the next Kevin Garnett. Yeah, so let's just leave that there. That's on record, Evan.
We all
miss. That's my guy. Yeah, we all. Dude, but Evan's right. We wanted it big. And he was big.
Yep.
Still is.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, they owed the Timberwolves one. Let's be honest.
Man.
I mean, 2009.
Oh, yeah, the Flynn and Rubio.
Yeah, Wolves gave him two lobs for Curry. I mean,
how did they build that thing back up?
We had to pay him back.
Good God.
It was the COVID year, too, wasn't it, Wiseman?
Yeah.
What's your point? You had more time on your hands to review it.
Yeah, there's nothing to review.
I was in on it. I came from.
Did the Warriors do their research on Wiseman? There wasn't much to be done. He played three games in college.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I was in.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying I was out. I didn't know anything about the kid.
13-7.
He did hit
more like 12-6.
Which only four other 19-year-olds in the history of basketball have ever averaged as a rookie.
You know what?
And he just had bad hands.
And I want Warrior fans to hear this. The fact that Wiseman averaged 12 points and 6 rebounds a game his rookie year shows if you play, you'll get numbers. You just get numbers by accident in the NBA. A couple rebounds are going to fall into your hand, a couple dunks.
You know what? Why did they draft him, though? Like, only three games.
They thought he was Amari Stoudemire.
So they were in love with the idea of Wiseman. The measurements.
Yeah.
The real idea.
Speaking of real idea, I got to get mine here soon.
Let's go to Kevin in Louisiana. Hey, Kevin.
Louisiana.
How you doing, man?
How you doing, Stan? Okay, look, he did make a great choice in bringing Jimmy there. He also made it a great choice in bringing Trace Jackson Davis. Jimmy is a galvanizer. Those guys will run through a wall for him, and they believe in him and they respect him. All Steve has to do now is just galvanize the troops. You got Kevin. You have Trace. Let Jimmy and Draymond and Steph work their magic with them. They'll be fine. I mean, the Warriors have – look where they came from.
Yeah.
For Jimmy to come in half the season and for them to make this impact, I can't wait to see what next season is going to be like. And when he galvanizes Post to get him to play in the middle, in the paint, besides his three-pointer. You got something really exciting to look forward to. And I'll hang up.
No, I agree.
Thank you, Kevin.
That's for another day, Stoudy. You kind of get mad. I don't care.
What?
Like, I'm excited about, you know, anything can happen but the future, because this is happening right now in half a year. And, you know, nobody knows what tomorrow brings, right, and what opportunity or what player could become available. But, you know, it'll all be dependent on – I kind of think we know what the Warriors need no matter what happens moving forward. You can never stay, status quo, but – I'm with that caller. This trade is not just for now, and we're enjoying it, getting ready for tonight's game in Minnesota. But, man, if you want to talk to me about the next year or two, I get goosebumps just thinking about it.
Well, but this is what I mean. This is what I mean.
Buddy, like, be here.
Like, you would not, and I would say the same thing. We wouldn't feel that way if they lost Sunday. We just wouldn't.
Yeah, that's amazing, man.
And you know what? If the Warriors lose in five to the Timberwolves, let's just say hypothetically, I think.
Well, what's it look like?
I think they're going to have to be asking the same questions that they would have asked had they lost to Houston.
Well, you know what? Let's just real quick, if I can hit the reverse. No matter what happened, if they would have lost Sunday, Stoudy, I wouldn't be saying there would be three people that I wouldn't have a problem with: Steph, Dre, and Jimmy. It was obvious that the others, you know, and no diss to them, you know, you need better others. And that's where it starts. But, you know, I sat at home Saturday afternoon listening to Evan. I questioned, why is it we still got this rotating door in regard to the starting lineup? That's where I went with it. But it was never Jimmy, Steph, or Dre. And you could say that's unfair.
Well,
it starts and ends with the stars.
So if they would have lost, let's just say they lose Sunday. They would have lost Sunday. They would have lost because of Steph, Draymond, and Butler, Wouldn't they?
Yeah, but moving forward, I would have been like the engine, the core, I still think is, you know, something to look forward to. We got to add to the core.
I mean, the way I look at it, is if the Warriors had lost Sunday, okay, then you have to say, well, let's look at this objectively.
What did we really
do? We got Jimmy Butler here for the last 30 games, and he was great. And Steph played pretty much a full season, and Draymond played pretty much a full season. Butler should have been fresh when he got here. But we wore down at the end of the first round. Like, how do you... It would have been so difficult, and I don't know what they're going to do in the offseason, but how do you say, well, you know, all three of the big boys are coming back. The young guys are coming back, too. We think they're getting better. We need the younger guys to get more better than the old guys get older. I don't know. Mm. Like, I think it would have been a wake-up call. Now, you lose in the second round, maybe that's less of an issue.
But there'll be some out there still disappointed.
Of course. Of course. 888-957-9570 is the number. Game one tonight in Minnesota, Warriors against the Timberwolves.
Let's go.
And if I were to ask Warrior fans, what's your biggest concern? What's your biggest concern about playing the Minnesota Timberwolves? And then you can give me the one thing you're going to take to the bank that leads you to believe they'll win this series. Mm. And I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Do you have a problem? And Stoney, I'm going to feel like this is basketball simplistic, but I'm just, you know, sometimes you're steady long, you're steady wrong. But I know the regular season is not the playoffs. And you did point out that Minnesota start playing their best basketball later. But when I look at Steph Curry and how I thought Houston did a great job making it hard and making them work, I am so ultra confident. I'm looking at the last three games in the regular season against Minnesota, because not much has changed besides their play, but personnel-wise, they're still the same. Steph scored 33 games in a row, the last three games of the regular season, and now you're bringing Jimmy Butler into that mix. And I don't know, Steiny, I just feel like from that vantage point, okay, if you hold Curry to 22, what are you going to do with Jimmy if he can get another 25 or 27? So I'm just feeling like, you know, the bear that Houston was may not be duplicated by Minnesota.
Maybe not defensively.
And that's one side of it. Now, I mean, let's flip it.
I mean, look, Jaden McDaniels is a really good defender.
I like him.
I mean, what? Like, my question would be, and it's easy to say now, well, Amen Thompson's better. Isn't McDaniels kind of the same kind of defender as Thompson, or no?
He's no chopped liver.
Exactly. Like, I think McDaniels is going to try to do the same thing against Curry that Thompson tried to do against Curry.
Well, I'll say this to that. We saw on national TV a Sunday afternoon at the end of the regular season here at Chase where Thompson held Curry to three, and it was an anomaly. And you know, but Thompson, he, you know, that was his signature. And he didn't hold Curry to three in the playoffs. But boy, when it was 13 and 17 – and you just were there to watch how hard Steph had to work, and Thompson wasn't doing it all by himself. He had help. There was some legitimacy to that 3-point. You know what I mean? Like, McDaniels has got his hands full, and I'm not saying he's not capable, but Thompson, Steiny, he showed the world that he's got something special. And I'm not saying McDaniels is chopped liver, so I can't wait to see how this plays out. But now I just feel like Steph kind of knows what to do against Minnesota, and now he's got Butler with him. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't – like, Evan, do you – how do you – like, if you ask Simons how you factor in the 3-1 record against the Timberwolves, I would actually say it doesn't matter.
Mm. Simons, how do you factor in the 3-1 record in the regular season?
Yeah, I don't factor it in because the teams are so different now, especially the Warriors.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the Warriors have an upper hand because they played them better. And partially it is because the Warriors are so much different. I don't know if it means it's better or worse. You know, they get Butler. But, like, they are such a different team than when they last played Minnesota.
Do you have a problem with Warrior fan like myself being comfortable with Steph having three 30-point games, even though it wasn't as pretty as it is now, and now Butler's added to that?
It's less about Butler than it'd be about Steph individually having success against the Timberwolves, because it does appear like Rudy Gobert really struggles with Steph, or Steph finds ways to kind of bring him out to the perimeter and make him look lesser than. So I think, yeah, like I feel better about Steph having a better series against the Wolves than I did about him against the Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, look, if we play that game, by the way, are the Timberwolves favored in this series?
Yes. First time under Kerr, not favored in this playoff series.
Okay, so that that clearly doesn't matter, the 3-1 in the regular season, because
and I was just pointing it out.
If the Warriors go 3-1 in the regular season without Butler, and now they got Butler, you would think they're going to win this series in five games. I'm talking about the Warriors.
Right. I pushed it to seven, but you're right.
But you know,
podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.